Shakespeare, and because this is NPR, we'll interrupt the flow of a sentence to tell you that he was an English dramatist who lived from 1564 to 1616 and is still considered by many academic sources to be a preeminent playwright, has been done every which way over the years, on stage, in parks, in drag, unexpurgated and highly condensed. Two members of the Reduced Shakespeare Company have produced an especially dignified presentation, Pop-Up Shakespeare. The pop-up part is drawn by Jenny Mazels. The so-called scholarly text is by Reed Martin and Austin Titchener of the RSC. They join us now. Austin is at the BBC in London, and Reed Martin is at KRCB in Rohnert Park, California. Gentlemen, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having Scott. Us.
First thing I want to do is thank you, because our dog chews a lot of pop-up books, and she loved yours.
It's That's very tasty.
Yeah, that's going on our website right now as high praise. Yeah.
What are you trying to achieve by popping up Shakespeare?
Well, Jenny Mazels, the artist, approached us. She had this idea to do a pop-up Shakespeare book.
This is Reed speaking. Go ahead.
Yes. She had this idea to do pop-up Shakespeare, and I think the point of it is, much like our stage shows, is Shakespeare's been put on a pedestal over the years. He's high culture, and in his time he was popular culture and appealed to everybody. Mm-hmm. And we admire Shakespeare, but we think he's taken a little too seriously, and we wanted to spread the gospel of the bard.
You know, the plays are known as a canon as the complete works. And I started thinking, work, that sounds hard and serious. Let's call them what they are, plays. They're playful and they're fun. And Jenny's drawings are so engaging. They bring sort of the equivalent of what we do on stage onto the pages of a book. They're colorful and they're inviting, and they invite the reader really of any age to sort of dive in and participate.
You have every play in here too, don't you?
We do. Even
we don't
the
have
lost
the odd
one.
Couple. We left out the odd couple, but
that's true. But that's the only one
that
we left
it,
out.
That was the working title of Romeo and Juliet, or was it Titus or Andronicus was going to be the odd couple? I'm trying to remember.
Yes, is the answer. Yes,
the two odd couple of Verona, the working title.
We hope it reads like the way the classic Looney Tunes play, is that a pop-up book, you think it's for kids, mm-hmm. like Looney Tunes, Bugs Bunny, but you go back and you watch it as an adult, and there's all kinds of things in there that the kids maybe get or maybe they don't, but the adults appreciate. So the more you know about Shakespeare, I think the more you'd enjoy the book.
My favorite, hardly a comedy, is Julius Caesar, and I must say it was hard to find the pop-up of Julius Caesar.
It's hidden
because he's stabbed and he falls down.
Because Julius Caesar is stabbed in the back, we put his plot synopsis on the back. This is a full 360
seriously?
Immersive.
Is that why you did it?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right.
That's our story, and we're sticking with it.
That's right.
Yeah. But you gentlemen in the pop-up advanced the idea that Julius Caesar, he's not in the play enough to merit having the play named after him.
No, it's really sort of a bait and switch. It's called Julius Caesar, but it's really about Brutus and Cassius and their struggles. Although Caesar does appear as a ghost, hence the phrase from the old Superman show, Great Caesar's Ghost.
Nice.
Is that really? Oh, never mind if it's true or not. Okay.
Scott, if you're going to ask us whether everything is true, we're going to be here a very long time.
I don't mean to put you on the spot. I don't want people to think this is just for fun, because there's a lot of scholarly information in here. For example, under words Shakespeare may have invented, you mentioned more than a dozen, including lonely, gossip, zany, but puking?
Yeah, and after people look at the book, they will experience it.
I wish you hadn't said that. I'm sorry. I had no idea that was a Shakespearean word, though.
Yes, well, mewling and puking, babies, right?
Yes, Dr. Peter Holland vetted the book for us, a very famous Shakespearean scholar, and we had to word that very carefully because people don't really know if Shakespeare invented them. Maybe it's the first example in history where that's written down, so that was an interesting process, too.
He played with the language a lot, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
He did. He took nouns and made them into verbs, and he wasn't precious about language. He was very adventurous, and that's what I think is so fun about Shakespeare. And I think why kids kind of are attracted to him, because he's playing with language in the way that kids are learning language. And it's fun to discover all the words that he has, I don't know, not invented, but maybe popularized.
Is the audience for this book youngsters or pompous adults who just want to sound better informed?
Yes.
We hope that it's a book that's inviting and attractive, but also has enough in it so no matter how deep of a dive you want to make, there is something in Pop-Up Shakespeare for you.
Reed Martin and Austin Titchener of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, their book, Pop-Up Shakespeare. Gentlemen, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks
a lot, Scott.